Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks.
Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill. No, that's not right. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. We've just been doing some Game of Thrones, but we've been doing some Walking Dead talk about going.
I don't know anything about it.
I know, but Josie and I were having a moment. We're going to call Negan on somebody, or maybe what if Negan had to fight what's his name, the Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Oh, the Mountain would win.
You think?
Yeah. That bat can't do much damage.
Okay.
The Mountain would just, like, take his fist.
But what if he got in the back of, like, the back of his ankle?
Totally.
Negan gets in the back, like his Achilles, the back of his back Ooh! Of his leg, and takes him down with that.
Well, I guess. Maybe.
Like something. When he was fighting the Black Adder or the Red Viper or whatever. That, yeah.
I'm Oberyn, feeling left out.
Fighting that guy.
I'm feeling left
okay,
out.
I
need to sit on the buddy bench.
I need to say that I've never seen an episode of The Walking Dead.
Me either.
Ever. But I know all these things because I wish I could watch it. I wish I wasn't
You're
so
too much. Oh, geez.
I wish I wasn't so scared of zombies, so I read the recaps every week. And the
oh
comics.
Man! Okay, so
for real,
so Jeff Johnson here with Lisa Murphy and
I don't watch
and
zombie things.
Wimpy Josie. So
much for your dark side.
Yeah, you're a poser.
Oh,
we can talk about this more later. We've got
Josie is a poser.
So
okay,
we've been called out. Oh,
she did like a. Pigeon poke
no,
with the microphone.
She's coming at you.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Coming. Okay. All righty here. Okay. So I here's the thing. So we talk a lot about staffing and staff interviews. We've talked about your story with the keys and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, the keys to the house.
And we talk about how programs are struggling with finding good people in Australia. Most of the presentations that we did over there were like at programs, like after they closed down, we'd do them outside or clear out stuff, space in the rooms, and we just did them at programs, and then people from other programs would come, and so those were the environments, and so we got to see the last half hour of programs closing down a lot of times, and at one particular program, I noticed staff were just awesome. I was really impressed with the whole staff thing, and I'm talking to the director, and I said, you got any secret to your hiring process and your interview process, and it's a question I ask frequently, but I don't always hear magical things, and so Connie had this a couple great things in her hiring process, her interview process, that I thought would make a good episode. And I've actually talked to her. We're going to interview her sometime because of all the traveling I was doing beforehand. This recording session, I didn't set up any interviews just because logistically it was going to be just too much to get scheduled. But we'll have her on sometime to talk about this. And I've talked to her about writing an article for the Playvolution HQ site. But I thought we'd spend a little bit of time going over this. And so her first thing was, she said in the application, she had a couple tasks they needed to perform.
Really?
And we didn't get into this about what specifically they were, but her whole thing was, if people can't follow simple instructions, I don't want them working for me. And so she had a couple tasks built into the application.
Like kind of goofy?
So like... it just simple things. I mean, it wasn't anything. And it was stuff that she could look at the application and tell if they'd done it right.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if it was a formatting thing for the references or whatever it was. But she could tell by looking at the applications if they'd follow those tasks, and the ones where they hadn't got put in the discard pile really quick. And so then the ones she wanted to interview, the neat thing about her interviews is they had a 4-year-old sit in and ask questions. And now they didn't make this kid sit through the whole interview, but the kid was there at the beginning of the interview and had a couple questions to ask the staff person. And then they were done and they had that little conversation.
And were these honestly questions from the 4-year-old not like... You know,
no, not planted or anything. This is the questions the kid was actually concerned about. And then the kid would go on with their day and they'd finish the interview. And Connie's goal here was mostly, I mean, wanted to see their interaction with the kid and how they responded to the question. But mostly her concern was to watch how that person reacted to having a child in the interview. And if they're kind of doing the whole, oh, isn't that cute kind of thing, she gets one. And if they're talking to this person like a person, there's another thing going on there. And so that was the next piece of it. And then beyond that, the people who made it through the interview process, they had to spend time in a classroom. And after these people spent time in the classroom doing a thing, being part of the operation, she got feedback from the whole group of kids about the people, and then all of that went into informing who she was going to hire.
Wow, I love it.
Thoughts?
I don't have any. I've got is like, hoo-ya. I mean, really? I mean, I've not done that. I broached. That's probably not the right word. I had the people that they would be working with come into the... I had a three-phase interview process. So if you made it to level 3, you were now having conversations with who you are going to be working with, right? To kind of avoid some of the, you know, arranged marriage nonsense that comes up. But that... I would love to see that. I hired Miss Shannon, and I don't know if she listens, but I hired Shannon on the spot because when we went out to the backyard for her to interact with the kids, she plopped down on her belly and looked at the bugs with the kids and did not ask any questions like, how many are there? What number are there? And I'm like, do you want a job? I'm like, That's awesome.
Yeah. I was reading something the other day. I can't even remember where I was reading it on my Kindle, though, or at least the Kindle app for my iPad.
Did I give you the stink eye?
Yes, you did. so I could look it up and maybe will. We think we are good at interviewing, and we think we can pick good people through interviewing. And what the research actually shows is that interviews...
Everybody gives good interview.
Yeah, and so interviews are one of the least effective way of finding good people. One of the best ways is to put them in the environment
they're going
to work and have them do the job. And so I think Connie's three steps there, the little tasks in the application, so you can weed the people that can't spell their name right out. And those people out fairly quickly, and then have the kid in the interview, and the other piece of not only having them in the environment, but getting the kids' feedback. Because we did the thing where we'd have them spend some time in the classroom, maybe come in for a couple hours, that kind of thing. But I never thought to you know, ask the 4-year-olds what they thought.
Yes, I love that.
And she said they, you know, they got to the point where they were asking when they were hiring for the toddler room. They asked the older kids, you know, what kind of people do we want working in the infant room? Because some of them had younger siblings in that room, and she got really thoughtful responses. Things like, well, it's got to be somebody that's gonna listen to my brother when he fusses and things like that. I don't remember exactly what she said, but really thoughtful, you know, things about what kind of person they wanted working with those little babies in that program.
How would that make you? I mean, it's hard to get back into being the brain of a 3- and 4-year-old, but how empowering is that?
Yeah.
That somebody said, talk to me about what you think is going to be important.
Yeah.
And then you executed it.
Yeah. It almost is like in that program, they think the children are capable and competent human beings.
Shut up.
And I mean...
Why are we all not moving to Australia?
Well, I mean, the other thing is there are a lot of not so amazing programs
but
there
that's,
as well.
That's but everywhere.
Yeah. And so...
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? Go on.
It is so empowering because kids don't have a choice where they go to daycare or where it's wherever mom and dad want to pay. And to have some control over the people that are going to take
be
care
in your
of you
space,
all day.
How awesome would that be?
And apparently they went through a stretch where it was the same kid sitting in just because this kid had done it before and it was good at it and enjoyed it. And so and there were people I talked to a couple of the staff who'd went through the process and they had enjoyed it too. And it kind of informed them on what the program was like and whether they wanted to be there or not. And she says they don't have to do this very often now because they've got good staff. and just seeing them in action and hanging out with them at the training a little bit afterwards, I mean, there was like a cohesiveness there that I don't always see places. And
I'm wondering if this might be its own episode. Do we need to fill the vacant position here in the States? Is this a States issue that, oh my God, we're going to be at a ratio. She didn't come back from lunch. Hurry up. We got to put an ad on Craigslist. We have to hire. We got to get somebody in here that we know better, but we're not.
Yeah. I think we get stuck in our scripts a lot. We've got the script for hiring somebody is you place an ad. And you go through the resumes and you call the references and like somebody's going to write down somebody's not going to give them a good reference.
Right.
So the whole reference
that was
thing.
Always when I first was in that position of having to like interview and hire, I was like, this is bullshit. Who's going to put something down?
Yeah. And I mean, like they're going to put on their resume that I have a tendency to be late.
And I smell like cigarettes.
Yeah, I smell like cigarettes and I don't work well with others. Nobody's going to be honest on their resume.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody gives good
exactly,
interview.
Exactly.
Which is why I said I can't only be relying on my Spidey sense. I need to get other people in this process.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's the Spidey sense is good for a lot of things, but in this situation, there's more to it. And so I think this model from Connie is a potential alternative to a lot of the scripts for interviewing and hiring people.
I'm wondering if Connie would be willing to share some of the tasks.
When we get a chance to interview her and next time we record, I'll try to hook that up. And like I said, I'm going to try to get her to write an article or do a video or something like that. Because first thing I said is this something you need to keep secret so that you, mm-hmm. I mean, and she was like, no, she's all for sharing and stuff. And just an amazing program and people to work with. But could you do this at your program, Josie?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's not my choice.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not up to me, but I don't see why not.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's fascinating.
Everybody I've shared it with is like, oh. Well,
I'm just thinking about all the warm bodies you're going to weed out right away. I mean, other than like the tasks, only someone who really wants to be there is going to go through all of those steps.
Yeah.
Someone who really doesn't care is going to look at that kid and be like, what is this? What
kind of... Yeah, like am I on candid camera or something? Yeah. Like yeah. Something silly?
And it also gives, I think, I didn't get into this conversation with her, but I think it also gives the potential employee a chance to weed themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
You get one or two steps into that process and you're like, this doesn't...
Well, that's kind of what I was...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why I had the three steps because... Like to what you just said, if you're like, oh my God, for reals, I could have already been hired at someplace else. You're going to call me now and say, you know what? I've gone on to something else.
So just when you apply or when you look at the ad online or whatever, and you see that here's our hiring process. And you're thinking, oh, I don't want to jump through all those hoops.
Boom, you've already weeded yourself out.
Yeah, so it becomes the applicants, you get a self-selected group of applicants. And so you already have a better
The cream is already rising to the top.
Yeah, you got a better bushel of apples to start with. So I think there's a lot of good stuff potentially there. This doesn't end up being a whole episode apparently, but I don't know. We got anything else on this, or should we wrap it up?
No, I think it's awesome.
Let's throw this in there though.
I'm actually seeing in my head of if I think of the you know 30 years now I've been working with children. I'm seeing the children that I would select to be like the interviewers, like their heads, their faces are popping up in my head right now.
Would McKinsey get the job?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh my God. I would have delegated everything to that girl. Oh, I still see her. Oh my God. In my head. Oh my God. She's oh my God.
Now.
She's old now. Yeah, she is. But man, totally.
So we got a little bit more time for wrapping this up. Another Australia experience that we didn't touch on earlier when we talked about this was we apparently don't look the way we sound.
Oh, yeah. You had mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they didn't see me unless you're flashing a picture like, here's you.
Well, no. We use the power of the internet.
Shut up.
Yeah. And apparently you... You
oh yeah, you told me that.
You're I can't remember exactly the language, but
you're in a text.
You're apparently
older. They thought I was older
and
stockier.
You're just kind of a hey sailor. I think it's what she said, which is maybe how you met PJ. So that might be more accurate than she thought. But me is the only thing I'm concerned about is how I'm supposed to look and. Apparently, I don't look as old
as you sound.
As I sound. I sound older than I guess I sound older than I look. And I'm looking. But my first reaction is, oh, you saw me. Is this disappointing? Because I just naturally assume it is. I always assume meeting me in person is going to be a big letdown. I like to keep expectations low. And so I guess I'm not, I guess I, what did she, I think it was also, I was less professory looking than she expected.
Hold on. I'm scrolling
going back
through.
In my head.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Josie's got some experience here.
I saw Lisa speak before I started listening to this, but I went back and I started, you guys hadn't started that long. You were only 20 episodes in, I think. I went back. And
oh, those were the drunk episodes.
But the very first episodes with just you and Danita, I pictured you very professor-like.
Shut up! Really?
I did.
What do you mean by paint me a picture?
You know, probably wore.
Were there elbow? Were there leather elbow pads involved?
No, more like plaid shirts, and you know, very folding his hands, and had a gentle. Quiet voice, which you were calmer at first. You were calmer first. Kind of actually Mr. Roger-ish.
Yeah, you know, so you like exactly the way I am.
Yeah, totally, 100%. So you were a bit of a surprise when I finally looked you up and was like, what does this guy look like? Oh, no.
But you had seen me, so you when you listened, you could see mm-hmm. my face in your head.
Yeah.
I'll ask the same thing I asked in Australia. Were you disappointed?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Who says he? Sorry.
Yeah,
who
I
says
was.
Yes?
Sorry.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it just makes me feel better about myself.
Yes, I was.
I mean, honestly,
so...
I kind of thought you were a nerd. So.
Well, I mean, there you go. So you nailed it. So I thought that was funny, and I love running into people that listen because they know us so well, but we usually don't know them at all, and it's kind of weird and funny and fun and uncomfortable all at the same
time.
Like
they have all this insight into what we've shared,
yeah.
And I've never met you before in my life, but you know a lot about me. You can talk about things that we've done, and you're like, wow, you're like. We've put our experiences out there for you to process, which is why we do this.
Yeah.
I don't even know your name.
Then I get the like you said in the podcast, you said the blah, blah, and I mean, we don't remember anything that we say because,
dude,
frankly, we only talk to hear our own voices.
I will totally own something. And I think I texted you this, Jeff. I got a set of Beats.
Uh-huh.
Because I bought this mm-hmm. new computer. So they're like, here, have some Beats. And I didn't realize it was like $350 that they were giving mm-hmm. me back. Anyway, so I started wearing them and I started listening to some of the other podcasts mm-hmm. that you're doing. And then I was like, you know what? Shoot, I think I'm going to start listening when Jeff pops it up. I'll listen. So I have actually started for the first time ever listening to some of our podcasts.
Any of them any good?
A couple.
I mean, not as good as us.
But
I mean,
here's my point. So I listened to the one, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and this is all out of, this isn't working because this episode isn't going to be released until like probably September, and I'm talking about literally something that happened a week ago in March. Anyway, it was the bird when I pushed the, I said, you got to push you out of the nest. I'm going to push the birds out of the nest. I kid you not, the next day I got an email from someone saying, I really, really, really need to talk to you about pushing like out of the nest. Uh-huh. And if I had not listened to that, I'd have been like,
what
are you talking about? Yeah. So I've started listening to them.
Yeah. Oh, and that's just the whole power of the podcast thing is it becomes a very intimate thing having somebody in your ear holes.
In your ear holes. Ear holes.
And so that's why I like doing this, because it builds those. I mean, we're always talking about building relationships and building community, and that's one of the fun things about doing this is this is a platform that we get to do that a little bit more than going into some community for 6 hours and doing a presentation and then flying away. And so like one of those baby birds pushed out of the nest.
Oh, bye-bye.
Hit the road, birdie. And so I guess that leads us to saying, hey, anything else? We good?
I'm good.
Hey, we filled up an episode. So I mean, if anybody wants to know more about the process we outlined, get a hold of me and I can hook you up with Connie or we can work on getting resources from her quicker. And I'll try to maybe do some of that before this episode airs so that'll be available. And the other thing is you can pop over to the PlayVolution HQ site and we can have a conversation about it. And the other thing is if you give it a try, get a hold of us and let us know how it goes, because hearing from her about how it goes is one data point. But if we hear from other people that are trying it, we get more information about how it works and maybe pitfalls and things to be aware of when you're going through that process. Time for us to wrap up because we've got some fajitas waiting for us. This has been the Child
that Court. I didn't cook
and you didn't cook. Yeah, Lisa didn't cook. She's
Lisa had a day off.
I took a nap.
Pumped out 14 podcasts. That's all. Thanks for listening. Join us online. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was 15.
Thanks for listening to the show. Join us online at playvolutionhq.com and learn how to support the show at explorationsearlylearning.com/support.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.